The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening on this busy Thursday. There are growing calls for more guardrails on AI development following a chilling warning from a now former Anthropic researcher. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports.
The worry here is essentially that AI agents become so powerful they can do or learn whatever they want without human intervention. That's the red flag being raised by now former Anthropic researcher Jacob Coxon, who this week quit his job over safety concerns. He tells CNN that despite calls from the industry for regulation, advancement continues to speed forward.
They could cause extreme havoc, for example, hacking critical infrastructure, building extinction-level bioweapons.
But will anything actually come of this? Tim Herron is founder of the San Francisco-based Creative Strategies.
He is forcing the issue because, you know, that's a brash statement to get people's attention.
Anthropic responding in a statement defending its own safeguards, calling them some of the strongest in the industry. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate will get a briefing on AI safety next week. Governor Newsom also approving a pair of bills dealing with AI safety, creating a system of independent third-party audits. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Alarming video of Long Beach in Malibu this week showed relentless waves pounding the coast, damaging homes, and causing a big sinkhole to open up in Nicolas Cage's driveway. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us from Pacifica, this is the kind of damage that locals and experts say we're going to see more of this winter.
Dozens of Malibu homes evacuated as the sinkhole grows. The city manager says this isn't unusual. They're seeing erosion impacts up and down the coast, which is why UC climate scientist Dr. Daniel Swain is advising municipalities to get equipment in place now.
And the reality is, in some of these cases, we may not be able to do much at this point to engineer a way out of quite serious coastal flooding, beach erosion, bluff collapses later this winter, so it's going to be a real problem.
Pacifica closed its popular pier in June because of damage from Big Surf, Mayor Catherine Bowles.
In recent El Nino years, Pacifica also lost 11 homes and 3 apartment buildings on Esplanade. And now a super El Nino is looking likely for this winter.
In Pacifica, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
It's been a few years since we've had any heat-related rolling blackouts in the Bay Area. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, energy officials say you probably shouldn't see any during this heat wave either.
Things do go wrong.
A wildfire or unexpected equipment failure, for example, explains Jamie Ackman, director of communications for California ISO. But
we've done a lot in the last few years to strengthen the grid just to help us survive these kinds of heat waves.
Like using more renewable energy and working with other areas in the West to borrow power when we need it.
Often if we're experiencing a heat event here in California, the Pacific Northwest is a little cooler and they may have energy to give us.
And vice versa, especially with the very hot Southwest. It just ups our capacity far beyond what it was even 2 years ago.
The grid's really strong and we are not expecting that we need to use those flex alert stages for this heat event.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
San Francisco girl with a leading role in a new film acclaimed by critics could be in line for an Oscar. Film distributor Sumerian Pictures is planning to push the nomination of 9-year-old Mason Reeves as best actress in the film Josephine, which was shot in San Francisco. The film's writer and director, San Francisco native Beth De Araujo, will compete in the original screenplay and best director categories. The film is scheduled for release in theaters in November. A heads up for drivers who head into the city across the Bay Bridge. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports live. The California Highway Patrol will be paying much closer attention to the carpool lanes, and you should too, Margie.
That's right, Steve. So pay attention if you don't want a big fine. The CHP will be focusing largely on a westbound lane that connects from Interstate 80, 880, or West Grand Avenue. Turns out there are a lot of cheaters out there, solo drivers jumping in to pass the worst traffic coming from the MacArthur Maze, which is meant to be a shortcut for Transbay buses and carpoolers. This lane may be used by buses, motorcycles, or carpools with 3 or more people during the weekday commute periods, like right now from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. and in the afternoons from 3 to 7. But Only buses may lawfully use the lane at other times, including all day on Saturdays and Sundays. Drivers cited for improper use of the bus carpool lane outside the weekday commute hours are subject to a fine of $490 or more, almost $500. So this includes the drivers of electric vehicles who used to enjoy the carpool lane privileges with a clean air sticker. That perk expired last year. Reporting live, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Now, the heat. Yesterday was a day of record heat around the Bay. Several cities broke high temperature records for September 9th. San Francisco hit 94 degrees, breaking the old record of 92 set in 1951. Downtown Oakland hit 97. The old record for yesterday's date was 96. San Rafael, 104 degrees yesterday, breaking the old record of 100. Even Half Moon Bay got in on the act, hitting 83 degrees. The old record high for September 9th in Half Moon Bay was 79. Some Bay Area sports schedules have been disrupted by the extreme heat. KCBS's Matt Bigler with our story from Walnut Creek.
From football to soccer, many East Bay school districts are changing their practice schedules due to the heat advisory. Jack plays flag football at Contra Costa Christian.
Are you playing today when it's like 100 degrees?
No, because it got canceled because of the heat.
Softball and cross country were also canceled. At other schools, cross country runs were being moved indoors. Think lots of laps around the gym. But not everyone is fleeing the sun. Danny was still playing competitive beach volleyball with his friends, albeit early in the morning.
Are you doing anything differently on days like this when it gets really warm?
Yes, I am making sure to stay hydrated. You wouldn't let your car get super low on oil and then drive it in the heat. Think of your body as a machine like that and take care of it. That's all it really is.
Remember, if you feel thirsty, you're probably already dehydrated. In Walnut Creek, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Cal Fire crews are battling a wildfire in Napa County. The Steel Fire broke out around 10 o'clock yesterday morning south of Lake Berryessa. The fire has burned about 50 acres so far. It is 30% contained. No structures have been damaged. No one's been hurt. Evacuation orders for around 300 homes have been lifted. Won't just be Bay Area locals cheering on the 49ers in tonight's historic season opener against the Rams in Melbourne. KCBS's Shannon Golden spoke with an Aussie fan who's faithful to the Bay.
Jessica Klemenko, who lives in Sydney, has been a Niners fan for a few years now.
Randomly started watching one or two games and kind of actually weirdly fell in love with the sport.
So she jumped at the chance to make it to this game.
It was like a free-for-all. I don't think the ticket process was as crazy since the Eras Tour.
Tickets secured, she headed out to Melbourne a few days early.
There's definitely a buzz, I got to admit, walking down the main strip here in Melbourne, which is Bourke Street. It's so much red and blue, I guess also for the Rams. But yeah, definitely more red.
She's among about 100,000 folks headed to the historic Melbourne Cricket Ground for the match, which kicks off at 5:35 for us, which is technically Friday morning for her.
It would be great to just kind of immerse ourselves in a full day experience. It's so much more than just the game, but I think a real culture.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Millions of dollars from wealthy donors are backing Mayor Lurie's three November ballot measures aimed at reshaping San Francisco City Hall. The proposals would change how measures get on the ballot, expand the city administrator's authority over contracts, and give the mayor more power over some department leadership. The mayor's Clean Up City Hall committee has raised nearly $10 million. For those measures. The most diehard Apple fans may consider upgrading to the newly unveiled iPhone Duo. It's the company's biggest, thinnest, and first foldable phone. KCBS's Danny DiCrescenzo talked to folks at San Francisco's Union Square.
Adrian says he's gotten multiple iPhones since the iPhone 6 way back when, and he stays relatively consistent in his upgrades.
Let's say every 3 years.
Ian is also from San Francisco, and he just got a new phone.
Yeah, usually I don't buy any phones, you know, unless I absolutely need to. And so the last one I had, I got while I was, I guess beginning of college. That was a good 5 years ago for me.
He's also a student and says the decision is motivated by cost. Safe to say he's not jiving with the Duo's base price tag.
But I don't think, you know, a normal person or, you know, anyone in my position at the very least would be interested in paying $2,000. I think that's wild for a phone price, to be quite honest.
And that's the thing about upgrades, isn't it? It comes down to cost, timing, and whatever plan you're on. I've only gotten upgrades when my mom did, since we're on the same plan, and it's looking like no Duo for Danny for at least another 2 years. Danny DiCrescenzo, KCBS.
No duo for Danny. A Bay Area rap legend is now memorialized in his hometown. The Vallejo City Council is approving the renaming of Taper Avenue to Mac Dre Way, honoring the hyphy movement icon. Mac Dre grew up in Vallejo. He was shot and killed in 2004 while on tour in Kansas City. As the Giants season nears an end, so does the career of longtime broadcaster and former All-Star pitcher Mike Kruko. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports many are lining up to honor Kruk ahead of his final game in the booth.
That final series will be against the rival Dodgers, and the Giants have some big plans in the works.
There'll be lots of surprises in the booth and outside the booth and after the game.
Giants president and CEO Larry Baer says fans can also send their Atababe well wishes by phone, email, and a Dropbox for handwritten notes.
It's super bittersweet, right? And we love Mike. We don't want him to leave the broadcast. He'll still be around.
Add to it a beer being brewed in honor of the legendary Giants figure, the Fieldwork West Coast IPA, fittingly named Grab Some Pine Meat. Fieldwork CEO Barry Braden.
That's what we're calling the beer, and we think it's a nice homage to Mike and just the what he's meant to us as baseball fans.
Braden says proceeds will also benefit a charity of Kruko's choosing. The beer will be available starting that final weekend series.
You know, he's been part of our broadcasts, lives now for so long, and it's going to be a void.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The city of Berkeley has seen 5 rabid bats this year. That's many more than normal. Now, before you dismiss a bat warning, we have a cautionary tale from inside our own KCBS family. Here's Holly Kwan.
They say not to touch a bat, dead or alive, but what if it flies at your face and grazes your forehead? That's what happened last Thursday night to KCBS reporter Shannon Golden, who was at her family cabin in the Colorado Mountains. All the medical help said any physical contact requires treatment, and that means rabies shots.
So it's definitely a scary feeling. And so I went to the ER the next morning and waited for the shots. And the first round you get the rabies vaccine as well as an immunoglobulin, which helps kind of kickstart your immune system. And that one really hurt.
The bat escaped, so it can't be tested. Now back in the Bay Area, Shannon's got a series of 3 more shots on tap before she's cleared. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.